going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
1 hour left in our show, about 11 hours until the NFL draft, and the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I am now looking at the final mock draft of Dane Brugler from The Athletic, where he has the Steelers selecting Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, out of Oregon. Amarian Hampton, Mr. Dickerson, going the pick right before that to the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos are looking to shop their 20th pick. I just read.
They want to move back.
Yes.
You know who wants to move forward, according to reports? What do we believe? What do we not believe? The Buffalo Bills, looking for corner help, perhaps edge help. Depending on how many guys are there at 21, could be a potential dance partner for the Steelers, 30th overall. Could be.
They need receiver help?
I mean, I don't think it hurts, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt.
Khalil Shakir, I like him.
Good player.
Yeah.
Didn't they pick somebody up?
I feel like they did.
We got Keon Coleman, too, last year.
He's a funny guy.
He's funny?
Yes, he's very funny. He's really goofy.
Like stand-up comedian?
I feel like they picked up a receiver in free agency.
Doran's furiously Googling. So this is what you want to, for all you draft watchers tonight, and if you're listening to us right now, it's because you're big time into the NFL draft. A dead giveaway that the Steelers could trade back is if the quarterbacks go, obviously, but then just start counting offensive tackles and start counting edge rushers. Those are two positions the Steelers obviously do not need, or arguably. Pat's been arguing for a long time that they need a tackle, but they're not going to take one in round one. So the more tackles, the more edge rushers that go, the more players that fit more specific needs for the Pittsburgh Steelers will fall. So be looking forward to that. We've asked fans, listeners, what they want the Steelers to do at 21 at 412-928-9370. What do we think is going to happen at 21? Like, if everything else is equal, you're not trading back, if they're holding on to the 21st overall pick, who do we think, if we're narrowing it down to one guy, it'll be tonight? It's a tough question because they don't know.
Shedeur Sanders.
My brain says Harmon.
You have a Milrow.
My left. Which brain's the creative brain?
What do you look?
Left or right brain?
I think left.
Left. My right brain is Harmon. My left brain is Milrow.
What's your middle brain?
My gut.
What are your testicles telling you?
A whole other thing, but I don't want to get into that. My gut is Hampton. So I'm like, it's all over the place.
He goes, give me one guy they're going to take. Here's three.
I personally would take a D tackle. I take Grant or Harmon.
Doran said Shador.
I think that if Shador is there, they take him. If Shador is not there, they take Hampton. If he's there. If he's not there, they take D-line.
I said this yesterday. It would not shock me at all if Amarian Hampton is higher on their boards, like higher prospect grade than the defensive tackles. And generally, if you have a position of need and you grade them higher, that's who they go with. I'm kind of leaning in that direction.
Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. The only difference with that is I don't think there's a huge disparity from 1 to 5 with the running backs. I really don't think that. Like, I think Judkins is a really good player. He's 6'2", 220. Hampton's really good. Like, Hampton, Judkins, and Genty. The thing I like about Judkins more is he's a pass protector. He can catch it, and he didn't play every snap. So he's got less mileage.
Mm-hmm. And you throw Henderson in there, too.
Right. Like,
he's just a shorter Hampton.
Get one of those guys in the third round or trade up in the second round and get one of those guys very easily and not have to waste the 21st pick on a running back.
And we have said that they probably would like to ideally come out of this draft with a couple of defensive linemen. I mean, one to play with Cam Hayward now and one to eventually grow into Cam Hayward. And that's why I'll stamp it, fine, whatever. Derek Harmon. I'll answer my own question. I think it's going to be Harmon.
Me too.
I think he looks the part. He's a great player. A great player.
If Shador is there?
If Shador is there, no, I was going to throw the qualifier on there like you did because I think it's important to say that. If Shador is there, then I do think they go quarterback. But you guys seem to believe he won't be there, right? Or
I think he's going to be there.
You think he'll be there?
I think if he's there, they don't take him. I think Tomlin, what he was doing I think he was paying respect, but saying thanks, but no thanks. That's what I think. I think it's, hey, he's saying it, but the actions are going to tell us the real story.
I could see that. Trying to maybe re-up his stock a little bit for him to go higher so people can believe in him that Mike Tomlin stamped it. And he's saying that, all right, yeah, great player, great interview. I hope he has a great career, but he's not for us. I could see that.
I know, dude. I'm so torn on it. I'm so torn on it because he's never talked about a prospect in 17 years the way he's talked about this guy. But everyone had Malik Willis pegged to the Steelers 2 years ago, and they wound up drafting Kenny Pickett. Different regime, though. Kevin Colbert was the general manager. Now it's Omar Khan.
Mike Tomlin's still the head coach.
He is, and he's the ultimate decision maker. Who do you think the Steelers wind up with 21st overall? And who do you want? 412-928-9370. Do those two names match? 412-928-9370. What might the Ravens, Browns, and Bengals be up to? We'll get into that as well coming up next. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bring your kids to work day. There are children just running all over the studio, just running amok.
And they're all more mature than you.
Man, I really opened myself up for that one.
You know what? You know what word I like? Instead of mature, mature.
Yes.
Mature.
Mature.
Mature is good.
Mature. That's like whenever you're mature, you say mature.
You're really mature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like you're really maturing.
Mm-hmm. It's real pinky out kind of stuff.
It is.
Tour.
It is. We've got breaking news, as you're going to get on draft day. And this is very funny to me. We'll see if it's funny to everyone else out there. So Adam Schefter, he tweets, Broncos have fielded calls in recent days from teams interested in potentially moving up to Denver's number 20 selection. Doran, you just referenced that in the last segment. The Broncos currently hold the draft slot in front of Pittsburgh's number 21. So implied there is that teams might think the Steelers take it a quarterback. We got to jump ahead of the Steelers, go take a quarterback. Right under that tweet on my timeline pops up, Diana Russini went on with Andrew Perloff's show and said she's hearing the Steelers could be trying to trade out of the number 21 overall pick. So you've got teams trying to jump ahead of the Steelers, get to 20,
yep.
And you get the Steelers saying, I don't know if we're all that interested in 21. We're trying to move back.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, trading back doesn't necessarily mean they're not interested in a quarterback, because Pat Bostic's testicles are telling him that the Steelers may well be interested in Jalen Milroe as
a
quarterback.
You had that nugget earlier.
My nugget was, and this is an unimpeachable source, this is 100% true, bang, the Steelers view this quarterback draft class as mud. They think it's real bad, apart from Cam Ward and then one other guy. Who's the other guy? They think there's one quarterback other than, did I say Cam Ward. Who's the old goaltender for the Hurricanes? I think Cam Ward.
Yeah, Cam Ward.
I got myself all confused there. Yeah. I thought I used the wrong name. But yeah. I was thinking about the goalie when I was talking about the quarterback.
They look different.
What do you mean?
They look different. I don't know how you can get those.
Okay, who's the other quarterback? Milroe, right?
They think that there's one franchise quarterback in this draft apart from Cam Ward. I don't know who that player is. It could be Milroe.
From what Pat described earlier, very eloquently, it's making me believe that it is Milroe. Like, who's the most quarterback ready? Who's his comp? And where has that guy got his teams? And it hasn't got him to the dance, but gets him in the discussion every single year and has been an MVP. So I'm starting to believe it may be Milroe.
Here's my thing on Milroe. Of the quarterbacks in the draft this year, his best attribute is would grade on a scale of 1 to 10 better than the best attribute for any other quarterback in the draft. His running ability is the best skill of any quarterback in the draft. Period. Disagree with me.
No, I can't.
Who can?
Like, nobody has a better skill.
No.
Like, deep ball, okay, that's Jackson Dart, but is that better than Milroe's speed? No.
No. Not just speed, power, change of direction.
Shador's brain.
I don't know, because I see a lot of immaturity there, too.
Immaturity.
That didn't sound right.
No, it's because it's dumb. It's not a thing.
Mature.
I made a thing, yeah.
Mature.
No, I think you are...
I'd be all about the Steelers draft trading back.
Then getting who?
Could you live with Milroe in the second round?
Could you live with Milroe at 30?
If they got Milroe at 30, it doesn't preclude them from taking a quarterback next year either.
Sure.
It doesn't. Because if they stink, which I don't think they're going to stink.
No.
Like, that's the thing. They're going to be good.
I think they have a good roster.
Yeah, they're going to be good. They're not going to be great. And they've been good for a long time. They've just not been great. They've been very middle of the road to average to good.
High-level mediocrity.
Right. You can still take a quarterback in the top 10 next year. And you have an athlete in Milroe that, I mean, he's one of the best athletes in the draft.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to disagree with any of that. The thing that gets my gears turning a little bit is, you're right, it would not preclude them from taking a guy next year. By all accounts, though, Milroe as a passer needs time to develop.
Right.
And so you might not learn enough from him in year one and how he's progressing and developing to want to keep riding with him or to get rid of him.
What better way to develop as – I'm going against myself. Sorry.
No, this is good.
What better way to develop than to watch Aaron Rodgers play for a year?
That, but also, I mean, Milroe, it's not like he won't play. So, like, maybe he's not going to be your mainstay at quarterback this year, but he's going to play. Like, he's going to have packages. He's going to run. Maybe this is your opportunity where you do recreate slash. Like, you probably thought that, and what a lot of us called for with Justin Fields. Like, hey, put him at running back. Let him motion. Let him do all these different things. Maybe this is that opportunity for the Steelers that they could see what they have out of him multiple ways, and then next year have him as a backup to, like, Lenora Sellers. Like, I'll take that all day.
Is he – he's a much better runner than Justin Fields ever was.
People have said he's the best running prospect of all time at the quarterback position. Which, you know, we all watch Michael Vick play. We all watch Michael Vick. He was pretty good.
If that's true, then it reaffirms the fact that his best skill, I mean, it may be the best, it's the best trait of perhaps any offensive skill player in the draft this year.
This has been my argument for Sanders the whole time, is that he can handle the spotlight because he's lived in the spotlight his entire life. And people say his football IQ is really, really good. And what makes for a higher ceiling? A guy who's accurate with a good football IQ, who understands what defenses are trying to do, can pick up an offense quickly, or is it a guy with an absolute alien freak athletic trait? I don't know. We've seen it both ways. What did Drew Brees have? He had accuracy. He was short.
So you just described Kenny Pickett.
But Sanders is a better prospect.
Why?
I mean, I think he's got a better arm.
Think?
I think he's more... Well, we all think everything, Pat. I mean, I can't...
Statistically, it ain't even close.
I mean, not statistically. I mean, universally, he's been regarded as one of the one or two best quarterbacks in this draft. Kenny was never...
He's precipitously dropped, though.
Sure. I think because of his dad.
Okay. But there's also doubts about him.
Sure, of course. There's doubts about all these guys.
Decision-making, sacks taken.
Sure, but people knock Shador Sanders for his win-loss record in college.
They do,
did Jalen Milroe do at Alabama? The worst year they've had in decades.
What I'm saying is you're talking about the same decision-making process they made 3 years ago, which is to take safe over risk, brains and accuracy over athleticism and upside.
Intangibles, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And where did that get them? They ended up trading that quarterback 2 years later.
We've also talked about the nest egg for Kenny Pickett not being there, and I think it's a different situation here.
Yeah, I would agree on paper. Yeah, I would agree. But they're still going to, I mean, now he didn't turn the ball over a bunch, but Mike Tomlin don't want to take sacks.
Well, so he says. And then he goes out and gets Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, well, this dude was sacked just as much in college.
No doubt. No doubt. And a lot of that, I mean, despite the line being bad, a lot of that was on him for sure.
It's on quarterback. He had to make plays for his team to win, which I get. But, yeah, man, it's fascinating. I'm not going to hate if they take him. I wonder what his ceiling is when you comp him to Milroe. And Milroe's ceiling as a passer may be pretty low.
But
I would say Lamar Jackson's was the same way.
Milroe would be, I said this yesterday, if Anthony Richardson never existed, I think Milroe's probably a first-round quarterback.
Yep.
We'll just fix his accuracy. And then he'll get on the field early, like you've been saying, because he's such a freak athlete. But we'll fix his accuracy. You could do it with Josh Allen, although he had different, you know, arm strength and physical skills, and they're not the same player, but you get what I'm saying. Coaches feel like they can fix some of the mechanical issues that might lead to some inaccuracy. Anthony Richardson scares me because I look at him and I think maybe Jalen Milroe's Anthony Richardson. Now, you're not drafting him in the top 10, but I see a lot of similarities there. I think Milroe is a better runner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Richardson ran a 4.43.
Yeah.
Milroe ran a 4.37.
That's insane.
I mean, they're both really fast. But again, it's change of direction. It's how he runs. Like, you see Milroe run away from people.
In the SEC. Yeah.
In the SEC.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's different. And by all accounts, and I'm not saying Richardson's a bad dude at all. I don't know him at all. By all accounts, Milroe checks all the boxes off the field.
People think he's a really smart guy who's super charismatic. His teammates like him. I heard an interview with the PM team yesterday, by the way. They had a Colorado Buffaloes beat writer on who had been banned multiple times from covering the team because Deion's crazy like that. And he said all of Shador's teammates loved him because there's been some conflicting information on that. Just wanted to throw that out there. Yep, Milroe, when people meet Milroe, they love Milroe.
Mm-hmm.
And Tomlin had dinner with him. And all this Shador stuff makes me think there's a smokescreen. And the whole time I've been thinking Jackson Dart, now I'm thinking it could be Milroe. And if they trade back to 30, I think it's a lot more palatable to take him.
Yep.
And then you'd give him a year to sit behind Kirk Cousins.
If they stay at 21, it's Harmon. If they go to 30, maybe it's
Milroe.
And I see them trading the pick. I really do. I see them trading back.
Smart business if they do.
They won't get a second-round pick, but...
No, they won't.
Maybe another third.
Yeah,
if you could package that 21, what I'm saying, with third of 2026, you can get a second round.
Sure. And they've got 11 picks next year.
Hmm. Juicy.
This Milroe stuff's got my head in a tizzy.
That was my whole goal today.
Well, and here's the other thing, guys. Like... I don't want to be the guy that if they draft Milroe, I come on tomorrow and go, this is great. I can't wait to see it. So I'm saying this right now. The intrigue factor is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Through the roof. And it makes me wonder, did they not utilize Justin Fields correctly last year because they don't know how, or just because early on in particular, they didn't want to get his ass hurt Allen play quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's B.
And from what we've been told, he was... And this wasn't super public at the time. He was dealing with a little bit of a hamstring injury.
Yeah. He was. But yeah, I also think that they were trying to actively coach the bad habits out of him. And they were doing it very intentionally from a scheme standpoint, which I understand, right? Because that loses games. And he played for a really bad team and was in front of behind a really bad line. And yeah, I Milroe, Hampton, like the safe one, the safest pick is Harmon by a million miles.
And even he's got the shoulder. All right, last thing for now, and we'll open up the phone lines because they've exploded at 412-928-9370. Even I, now becoming a devout Shador Sanders fan, and a Shedeur Sanders defender, and my God, how that flipped in the last 2 weeks. He did fumble the ball an awful lot at Colorado. An awful lot.
Well, when you're holding the ball.
Mm-hmm. Try to make plays.
Try to extend plays. You're going to take a hand off of it.
And I'll say this about him too, guys. I mean, you've seen the same stuff I've seen, and you guys can break it down even further, of course, than I can. A lot of his highlights would have been disasters in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them. The 2-point conversion against Nebraska that everyone likes. Oh, my God, he's Ben Roethlisberger. He'd have been killed 16 times on that play. All right, you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We talk to you next at 412-928-9370.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. It's going to be all of us today. We're all going to be glued to twitter.com, and I would advise all of you to also listen to 93.7 The Fan on your Odyssey app, wall-to-wall NFL draft coverage all day long. We're all going to be losers, though, because we're going to keep seeing these conflicting reports. Adam Schefter saying teams trying to jump the Steelers trade with the Denver Broncos to get the 20th overall pick. Meanwhile, Diana Russini saying the Steelers are taking calls right now to move out of 21. So that's what we got so far. There'll be much more to leak out today. What's happening with George Pickens? Might Aaron Rodgers make an announcement? Could happen. Happened a couple of years ago with the New York Jets. That's when the trade went down. Here's a text. What about reports of, like Pickett, Milroe having small hands? His hands grew. They grew.
Yeah, there's exercises you can do to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we got Jeff Hathorn joining us, our sports director, with his prediction on who the Steelers will be taking 21st overall. Or maybe they'll trade back. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Morning, guys. It's draft day, finally. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Jeff, is it your favorite because you'll go to the Steelers facility, the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, and then like halfway through they'll bring like Brontosaurus ribs out? They generally feed the media pretty well on draft night.
They do. They do. I do enjoy that part of it. Yes. I just like to have some answers. I mean, if you look at mock drafts and have fun with them, but it's the, you know, all the disinformation and everybody's trying to figure it out and every opinion is wrong. Like I'm just anxious for some facts.
You've said that you think it's going to be Kenneth Grant, the nose tackle type.
Yes.
Out of Michigan. That would be ultimate Tomlin smoke screening, I think, Jeff, because Mike Tomlin said that the nose tackle is a dying animal the other day, and they also famously now, because they were talking to Aaron Rodgers about God knows what, they didn't go to his pro day. I'm not saying it won't happen. What do you like about Kenneth Grant?
I mean, he can slide out, although he's most likely in the middle, but that moves Benton to the outside. You add youth to that defensive line. I think this guy's, I mean, a hell of a football player. I mean, he's had some big games against good teams. He's shown up in those games. And I know that they like him. I mean, I don't say that just throwing a dart at the wall. Like, they really like this guy. Now, will he be available? We'll see. But if you look at the Philly model,
yeah,
and that's you know, what's winning right now. It's look how many – how much draft stock they put in that defensive line and how it paid off for them. Steelers need help on that D-line. They haven't drafted a D-lineman in the first round since Cam.
Jeff, do you think that Mike Tomlin is sincere in what he has said about Shedeur Sanders? Or do you think it's him kind of propping up a guy that's saying, you know, giving him his just due, giving him his credit, and saying that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, but maybe not for us here at the Pittsburgh Steelers? Do you think that they really want him?
So I think it's two things. I do think there's sincerity about what he said, about his leadership and his toughness and what he brings in that regard. I also do wonder, I mean, I've been covering every one of Mike Tomlin's drafts. It's always been, we don't talk about specific players. And he easily just could have said, listen, we don't talk about specific players. But he not only answered one, but multiple questions with long answers for him in this type of setting. Why would he do that now? Does he want everybody to, hey, listen, we're telling you what we're going to draft. I think Tomlin plays this pretty well. I can think back to just a couple of years ago. Everybody had Malik Willis because, you know, they also had dinner and they shared iced tea and they told the iced tea story and that became such a big thing. And they didn't have interest in Malik Willis.
Jeff, do you anticipate any trade activity with the Steelers, whether it be in the draft or with George Pickens over the next 24 to 36 hours?
I think there'll be discussions. If the Steelers move, it will be back. I mean, Omar said as much, and I believe it. It depends on who's there around that time. Like, if they feel like they've got four or five players they still really like, they'll look to move back. Now, that being said, it's easier said than done. It is more difficult to move back in a lot of occasions than it is to move up because teams, you know, they get a little antsy. They get they're trying to figure out exactly what they want to do. And Tomlin said something interesting about moving back in that the difficulty for him is when you get to that pick, there's going to be somebody there that you love. And he may not be there if you trade back. And I think that's what makes trading back difficult because whether it's Grant, Shador, Marion Hampton, whoever it might be, that person may not be available. And within that group, they might really want that guy.
Jeff, last thing here. Diana Russini reporting the Steelers have engaged the Falcons in trade talks for Kirk Cousins. I don't know if it's a kicking of the tires or where that might go. My read is that maybe that's a little nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, maybe make a decision because we've got a backup plan here. How do you read that? What have you been hearing?
I read that as the Steelers come out of the draft without Shador or a first rounder at quarterback, that they still don't know about Aaron and that they want some insurance to go with Mason Rudolph after the draft. That's how I read that. I don't put a lot into it right now because, listen, if they draft Shador, they're not going to take any other quarterbacks because think about how the guys are going to gravitate towards Shador. Like, this is different than Kenny. You can't start Shador as the third string quarterback. Like forget what people think about not caving to outside pressure. The guys in the room, I mean, when he walks in that room, he's going to be a rock star for those guys, even for the veterans. So if it's Shador, then yes. If it's not, then that's where I think after the draft, that maybe down the road, that could be a discussion for the Steelers with Kirk Cousins.
Man. Sounds like the Steelers locker room would like a little Shador Sanders. Mm-hmm. Jeff, this was outstanding. I mean, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, guys. I mean, really. I mean, you guys know when he walks in that room, it's going to be like, oh, man, I won't play for this guy. And that's one of his strengths.
And yes or no, if Shador Sanders is the Steelers quarterback, their selection 21st overall tonight, we will see Deion on the sideline at some point in OTA's mini camp or training camp.
And they'll draft Shiloh in the later rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they love brothers, right? They love family ties. Yes, I do think you would see Deion at least training camp before the Buffs started. Yes.
Man. I love it. I wish tomorrow was draft day. I mean, it's part of it, but you get what I'm saying. Jeff, awesome, brother. We appreciate it. A long night ahead for you, and we will talk to you on Tuesday, we'll have an idea of what the heck's going on with these Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks, dude.
Yes. See you, boys.
Let's go, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, Steelers insider. Man, I didn't think about it from that standpoint, but The Sanders family, rock stars.
Yeah, they are.
I wonder what Milrow's parents did. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
What's that face?
I don't know. Nothing.
What face is that?
I don't think that they were professional athletes.
No, they weren't. Yeah, that much we know. All right. One final segment, one final prediction from us on what the Steelers are going to do 21st overall. Are you laughing because the Steelers love brothers? Is that what it is? That's what made me laugh earlier. Is that what it is?
They love brothers. I didn't want to even look up at you either. I didn't even look at you.
I saw a smirk briefly flash
on
your face.
I'm not even looking at either of you right now.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We have all the children in here. It's Take Your Children to Work Day, including Jet, Jace, Jax, and Trey, your sons.
Yeah.
And should we have them all scream out in unison who they think the Steelers are going to draft tonight? I don't know that they know all the names, but we could have that happen.
Yeah.
And they might know. Should we yell as well or let them yell first?
Let them yell first.
All right. Who are some options? Harmon, Dart, Milrow, Shador Sanders. Just scream a name. Kenneth Grant. All right, in 3, 2, 1. Who are the Steelers going to draft tonight? 3, 2, 1. Very good. That worked. That was a bit that worked.
They're gonna draft nobody.
That was they might not. They could try it out.
That's right. Oh, maybe that's the sign.
Yeah. I'm going boring. I'm saying Derek Harmon? Yeah.
I'm going Kenneth Grant.
That's kind of boring, too.
I'm going Shador Sanders.
Let's go. If it's Shador, I think tomorrow is a spirited show. If it is Amarian Hampton, I think tomorrow is a spirited show. It's going to be a good show, nonetheless. If it's a defensive lineman, and that might be the pragmatic move, then we will have a good show, but it ain't.
No, it's not as juicy.
It's not juicy. Thank you for using the word juicy. There was another word I wanted to use, but we got kids around.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes. 7-9 tomorrow. We good?
If you're in,
I'm in.
We're in.
Hey, are you gonna be leaking picks tonight?
Oh, I teased that 2 hours ago.
Thank God
Maybe.
For me. No, we didn't have a yes or no answer.
No, stay tuned Maybe. To Doran's Twitter account tonight around 8 o'clock to figure out whether or not he's gonna announce the picks before anybody else.
He's gonna announce the picks.
If he wants to, he'll beat Schefter. He'll beat Diana Russini. He will beat everybody. Name your insider.
Yes.
Pelissero, you got nothing on Dickerson.
Nope.
Schrager, you got Jack.
Zero.
Kyle Brandt, no chance.
Nothing.
Doran Dickerson.
See, he's tweeting.
I know exactly how he feels because he knows he could, and he knows he get a lot of traction, and it's good for him. It's good for the station.
You get a lot of crap from people for doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
But then there's
Jace
that.
Has a baseball game. I don't have time to do it.
Like you ain't getting texted the picks.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight? You going 4 for 4? A couple of dubs? A couple of runs scored? A web gem?
What's Jet doing tonight?
Hanging. Eating candy.
Hanging. Doing business.
Working on the business.
Yeah. Trey, what are you doing tonight? Lacrosse?
Video games?
What video games? Warzone.
Warzone.
Oh, no.
You guys just ever put your feet up and play?
Yeah,
I know you.
We played one time. I threw 6 picks in the game. Was it 6 or 7?
It was like 12.
6, 7.
All of them, it was 12.
Yeah, he has the game. Like, you know what he does that I saw him do? If he gets down, he starts the game over.
Darn right, buddy.
That's what I would do.
I'm like, dude, you can't do that in real life, though.
It's what happens when you go to Lebo, my man. When we get behind, we quit.
Cake eaters.
We quit. Why do you think Mark Cuban sold the Mavs? He knew things were going to go downhill. Quickly.
Let's end this.
We'll talk to Ian's tomorrow at 5:40. The Steelers probably going to have a new player on the roster. Hey.